You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Bashani Radio app. Allow push notifications and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO it's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Bashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download Bashani Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download Bashani Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.
Hi, welcome to this week's Moments into Momentum podcast, where I talk about ordinary everyday experiences that I encounter in my life and how to use those experiences to drive momentum and change in your life. So this week, I want to talk about focus and commitment. And this came up because I have some pretty big changes that I'm very excited about that will be coming up here in the next couple of weeks in my life for a big career move and a couple of other things that are going on that I'm just super excited about. And as these changes came about, it made me start thinking back onto how much things have changed in what's really a relatively short period of time. Because of choices and changes that I made in my life, and I started thinking back on what really drove these things. Was it some big dramatic step that I took, that I suddenly got a new level of education, or I suddenly met the right person, or whatever the things are? And I realized that yes, those things did happen. I did get a new degree. I did finish my master's degree. I did meet a new person who's now my wife. And right, these things changed my life for sure. But those were outcomes from the focus that I had in my life to achieve something new and to get to a new place that I really wanted to be. And so I wanted to just talk about what my experience was and some of the things that I've been able to put into perspective as these things have occurred. And as I'm about to take a new big step in my life and drive into something even more new and more exciting and get to a new place than I even have been so far. And so the first thing I want to talk about is focus, because whatever it is that we focus on is the thing that's going to change the most. And it doesn't matter what that thing is, but that is where we'll begin to see change. We'll begin to see things shift in our lives and actions because that's the thing we're paying the most attention to. And it doesn't matter if that focus is on something that's positive or if that focus is on something negative. How do I know? Well, I've spent a lot of time focused on negative things in my life, and I found that those things stayed or came to the forefront of everything that I was doing because that's where my mind was. I spent all of my time thinking about how I can't afford college. I have bad credit. I make these bad lifestyle choices. And all that I could think about was these negative things in my life, what I didn't have and where I didn't think that I could get to, and why it would be impossible for me to ever achieve whatever those things were. I focused on why I couldn't and why I couldn't win. For a long time, that was the only thing that really had any movement in it. All of the things that I wanted, all of the things that I hoped for, all of the things that I was taking or hoping to achieve in my life, I wasn't focused on them. They were just some notion in the back of my mind that, hey, that'd be nice to have one day, or it'd be cool if there weren't all these barriers that are stopping me from achieving this, as though there was some magnetic force that was preventing me from achieving the things that I wanted to achieve that I had no way to influence or control. All that I had was that I was stuck with these outcomes, that there was absolutely nothing that I could do because that's where my focus was. My focus was on what I didn't have and what I couldn't do instead of focusing on what I could do and where I wanted to be and what actions I could take to get there. And as soon as I shifted my focus from the things that stopped me from achieving the goals and desires that I had in my life, and I started focusing on what steps can I take today that will get me a little bit closer, I don't have to know all of the answers right away. I don't have to know every single step that I'm going to take to get to my desired outcome. All that I have to do is focus on what I really want and what steps I can take today in order to achieve that. And it started with what were really pretty small steps. It wasn't a sudden focus on now I'm going to read 100 books a week and I'm going to study this and I'm going to dedicate my entire life to figuring out game theory or anything that seemed like it would be a huge life changer or anything that was obviously going to turn my life around and get me to the places that I wanted to be. But I started focusing on making changes instead of focusing on why I couldn't make changes. And that shift in focus began to drive shifts in my action and in my attitude and in everything that I was doing. Just because I was no longer focused only on what I couldn't do, I began to focus on what I could do. And by shifting my focus, it shifted every other thing in my life. And once you use that focus to change the way that you think and act in your life, you shift your focus onto what's good and possible and can happen. Shift your focus away from those self-defeating negative attitudes, those bad opinions of yourself where you can only say negative things about who you are and where you are, and shift that focus to find the good and the opportunity that exists, then all of a sudden you'll start finding opportunities that you didn't know existed before. You'll start seeing things that can happen in your life because your focus is no longer on where you can't be, where you're held back from things that you just can't figure out a way to get around. And now your focus is on taking action and moving towards the things that you want to achieve. And as that focus shifts, the next thing that needs to happen, and this is probably more important even than the focus, is committing to accomplishing, committing to the actions that are going to drive the results. Because very often we find ourselves saying things like, I have a goal to, my goal is to whatever, fill in the blank in your life. My goal is to make $100,000. My goal is to make $1 million. My goal is to be a millionaire. My goal is to be a billionaire. My goal is to lose 100 pounds. My goal is to, I don't know, find a new girlfriend or boyfriend or whatever it is in the next 6 months. And the thing about goals is that, sure, they may be a positive thing that you want to accomplish in your life, and goals can be good as a starting point, but they're really easy to push to the side and say, I'm going to wait for this, or it's okay if I defer on this goal because it's something that almost is a nice to have. If my goal is to lose 20 pounds or my goal is to get a big promotion at work, and that's all that I leave it at, is just it's a goal, right? I can even make them SMART goals, right? Specific, measurable, attainable, all that. And it still is easy to make a subconscious or conscious decision to just kind of wait and see. Yeah, sure, I want to accomplish this, but if it doesn't happen, That's okay. I can set it as a new goal. I can move the timeline for the goal, and I can take another opportunity to pursue that whenever it makes more sense or whenever the time is right. Whereas commitment to actions, I am committed to whatever that thing is, whatever the actions that will take you closer to where you're trying to get to. And if we apply an example to that and say, right, why do I show up for my job at whatever time they tell me that I need to be there? And why do I stay as long as I need to stay? And why do I do the work that's assigned? Because I'm committed to that. Because if I don't commit to that, then there's a consequence for it. And if I don't stay committed to that job and to the work that I'm doing, then I'm not going to have this job anymore. If I don't keep that commitment, then I'm not going to get paid. I'm not going to have opportunities in my career. I'm not going to have all of these things. I need to commit to this because, and we plan our whole lives around that commitment, because that's the other thing that commitment does, is it drives us to create strategies and structures that allow us to be successful, because we need to, because it is something that is ultimately important to us. If you're in a relationship with a spouse, you have a husband, wife, girlfriend, boyfriend, and if you are committed to them, you're going to take actions and steps that will cause you to keep your commitment. You're going to build a structure and a strategy in your life to keep your commitment. And whether that is coming home from work a little bit early so that you have time to have dinner together, or you don't spend time talking to that person who works in your office who maybe is attractive to you or finds you attractive and kind of makes it known that they're interested in whatever it is that you've got. Your commitment will drive you to a strategy and structure in your life that will prevent you from breaking and violating that commitment. And that's what makes commitments so important. Instead of calling them goals, these are the things that I'm committed to. These are the things that I'm willing to build my structure in my life around. These are things that I'm willing to strategize everything that I'm doing in order to achieve my commitment. And as soon as we make those commitments to ourselves and to accomplishing whatever the things are, commit ourselves to the actions that will drive us to our next step in life, we start to find ourselves with that little bit of extra time that we need to study. We find ourselves with that little bit of extra time that we need to exercise. If it's a commitment and it's something that I cannot possibly not do this, I must. This is a thing that I must do today because this is what I'm committed to, and I know what happens if I don't do this, and I know what happens if I do this. And we make that commitment to whatever the action is. It can't be a commitment to some long-term thing that potentially could happen, right? You can't make a commitment to, I commit to live to be 150, right? That's not a real commitment. That becomes a throwaway thing that we can say to make ourselves feel a little bit better. We can say things that easily divert our attention from the things that really matter. But if I want to live to be 150, then the things that I can do is I can commit today, and my commitment is to eat in a healthy way that will help me to achieve this goal to be 150. I commit to exercising consistently with every day in my life. I commit to sleeping more regularly and getting my 8 hours of sleep or whatever it is that they recommend for these. Those are commitments that I can make because I must do these things because I know that I want to live to be 150. I can't just simply commit to an outcome. I must commit to an action, and I have to keep that commitment over and over and over again. Maybe I have to make that commitment again. I have to commit again to myself to really stay focused on achieving these actions that will drive the outcomes that we want to achieve. And part of that commitment is being committed to ourselves and committing to who we really are as people and where we want to be. I spent a lot of time committed to that bad version of myself, that version that thought that things were impossible, that thought that I couldn't get there. I was committed hard to that image of myself, and that was not who I really was. That wasn't where I wanted to be. That was a commitment that I made because it was easy and it was comfortable for me to stay committed to those actions. It's easy to commit to not finishing my degree. It's easy to commit to going out every night in the week. It's easy to commit to avoiding the hard choices that will lead to positive outcomes. Those things are comfortable and they're places that we find ourselves very often sitting in those places with full 100% unwavering dedicated commitment to something that isn't who we really are. And taking that step back and looking at life and saying, this is who I am and this is where I want to be. And instead of being committed to this comfortable environment where I know exactly what's going to happen and I know that it's not what I really want, but it's easy and it's comfortable because I'm familiar with it. This is what I know. This is where I've been for a long time. So rather than making a commitment to change, rather than making a commitment to do something new and to become the person that I really want to be or that I truly believe that I am, I'm going to commit to continuing to avoid taking positive action steps. I'm going to commit to wasting my time, and I'm going to commit to whatever those things that are holding you back. And you find yourself creating a strategy and structure around that commitment to hold yourself back as well, even if you don't think about it. It just becomes something that you do because that's where your commitment is. And so using these ideas of focus and commitment and becoming focused on the things that are going to drive us forward and push those positive outcomes, and then committing to taking actions that will drive us to achieve whatever that focus is really the only way that these changes occur. And as soon as I started making those commitments and I changed my focus, my life has changed in more dramatic ways than I could ever have imagined possible. Where I am today, I thought would be 20 years from now because I kept my focus on the things that I really wanted, and I made a regular, consistent commitment to achieving those outcomes. And by taking action daily to get a little bit closer, and suddenly I found my life filled with a little bit of structure and a little bit of a strategy to achieving the things that I wanted to accomplish. So don't let your life be optional. Don't let your development be optional. Don't commit to the negative version of yourself. Commit to the places that you want to be. Take actions and drive your focus to the things that are positive in your life, and that's the things that you'll achieve. Thanks for tuning in this week. I appreciate you listening to what I have to say. If you liked anything that you heard today, please check out my website, michaeljroach.com. That's michaeljroach.com. And have a great week.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Shiny Radio app for free now.